wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
Your will decides it. As I consider my vast audience and all of us hastening into eternity, I must speak to you with plain and faithful words. Neighbor, do you ever try to analyze yourself? I mean, put yourself in the testing tube or separate your parts with a dissecting knife. You will find you have a body. Because it looks big, it gets far more than a share of attention. And you have a soul and spirit, for these so cleave together, only God can separate them. And you have a conscience. It once was so tender, but you have given it a tough time. Then you found within you a nature that always lusted after evil things. You kept finding more and more. Then you discovered that there sat in the control room of your being, and nothing moved except on his orders, your will. Hearken then as I speak to you about your own will. No one can help a person till he wants to be helped. No one, either God or man. So long as the alcoholic wants his liquor, the dope addict his dope, the harlot her lust, they will have it, and no one can do them any good. We may change their environment from Skid Row to a reform school, but so long as they want their sin, they will have it, and a bulldozer couldn't pull them away from it. The filthy will be filthy still, the covetous be covetous still, and the gambler be a gambler still. Hence our Lord Jesus asked people, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" He would not undertake to save them against their will, and he could do them no good except as they sincerely wanted it. Therefore he asked, "What wilt thou be made whole?" God has all power. He can do anything, but he has given to man a will, and God will not trespass on the human will, nor will he allow angels, men, or devil to do so. God's grace in Christ has provided a full salvation, which God offers freely to every man, but God does not force it on anyone. The evangelist can't, and if the personal worker tries to, he can't. Each one must make his own personal choice. Everything in life is our choice, from the mate we marry to the church house we attend. We speak what we choose and write as we choose. No one can even make us sign our name. We also choose our eternal destiny. Strange as it may seem, yet most people choose to go to hellfire, and only a few choose heaven. Why? They once thought they would like to go to heaven when they died, but when they found they had to be born again and become a new person to live a new life, then they chose their old life of sin, and thus they made hellfire their choice. In this life, things come together. You cannot have one without the other. Man struggles to separate them, but he can't. You can't win a race without training for it. You can't grow a crop without tending it. And just so, you can't have the pleasures of sin without the pains that go with it. You can't have a home in glory without a cross to bear. So when you choose, consider what your choice involves. Some would marry the attractive young widow, but they don't want the stepchildren. Better consider that before the wedding day. God's salvation is all in one bundle, and so is the devil's portion. You choose all of it or none of it. Two bundles. In one is God's salvation, a home in heaven, a godly separated life to live here on earth, and a cross to bear for Christ. All are in the one bundle. In the other bundle is the world with its thrills and frills. There is sin with its pleasures and pains. There's money with its charms and sorrows. And then hidden in the bottom of the bundle is hellfire. These two bundles cannot be split. Some want the thrills of the world now and later a home in heaven. That's like a man who wants a small pocket Bible with a big print of a pulpit Bible. These are two books. You must choose one or the other, just like the two bundles. When you choose the world and sin, you are choosing hellfire. for they are in the same bundle. In these days of much religious confusion, we hear sermons on the irresistible grace of God. People say, if that's the way it is, then if I'm going to be saved, I will be saved anyway. And if I'm not ordained to be saved, I cannot be. And I don't know which it is. This makes a man totally indifferent to his responsibility of choice. And the devil chuckles. The preacher thought he was exalting God, but instead he was helping the devil in his soul-damning work. Such religious philosophy turns the Bible doctrine of predestination in just plain old heathen fatalism that makes every man a victim of fate. Listen to what our Lord Jesus Christ said. O Jerusalem, how often would I, and ye would not. God would. It was his will and desire, but man would not. So what happened? God did not force his will on man, but he respected the will of man, since he had given man the right to choose. Whose will stood? It was man's. Man made the choice, and with it went the responsibility of that choice. This does not belittle God any more than it does belittle the president of a firm. For him to give duties to an employee and to leave the discharge of them to him, and one day for him to render an account to the president. God has endowed every man with the responsibility of choice, as there is set before him life and death, good and evil. I repeat, God will not allow anyone to choose for him. Neither angel, man, or devil can trespass upon the human will. When Abraham's servant went to get a bride for Isaac, Rebekah was wonderfully marked out by God, but her kinsfolk wanted to stay. But her decision settled it, as she was asked, "Wilt thou go with this man?" And she decided, "I will go." Neighbor, you are that Rebekah. You are what you have chosen to be. If you are on the Lord's side, there was only one way you got there. You decided to surrender to Jesus Christ, and with your mouth you confessed him as your Lord. And if you're on the devil's side, you have chosen to turn Christ down and to live and die without him and to cling to your buddies, the world, and sin. It has been your deliberate, your personal choice. Neither God, man, nor devil made you so choose. One day the prodigal son decided to leave home and live like a devil. He decided to, and he did it. It was his will. Then there came a time when he made a right decision of will. As he said, "I will arise and go to my father." That settled it. And his will he did. Neighbor, you are that prodigal. By your own foolish will, you are the wicked sinner you are. You cannot save yourself. Only Jesus can do that. But by your own will, you can repent of your sins and turn to God for mercy. By your own will, you can call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. You can, you must, but the deciding factor is, will you? Now, suppose I quoted the Lord Jesus saying, "How often would I have gathered you as a cat gathers her kittens?" You would say, "Hold on there, preacher, you got that wrong. Jesus said, as a hen gathers her chickens." We all know the difference. The cat gets the kittens by the back of their necks and carries them where she wills. The God of the fatalist is like a cat, and people are his victims. Such is not Christianity at all. Our Lord Jesus gathers people into his kingdom like a hen gathers her chickens. As the mother hen sees the rat or the hawk, she sounds the alarm and clucks loudly to call them under her wings. But they must come. Neighbor, that's the way people get saved. Christ has sounded the alarm. Danger is ahead. Satan is powerful. The world alluring. Sin is deadly. Hellfire is hot. And eternity is certain. Our Lord Jesus earnestly calls you, and whosoever will may come. Hear his call. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now it's up to you to choose life or death, good or evil, heaven or hellfire, God or the devil, Christ or the world. Two bundles, and it must be one or the other. One chick is chasing a bug. Another sees a worm, while the third is basking in the sun. Yes, just such little things can keep men from instantly answering the call of their Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Some refuse to come. Others neglect to come, while others just wait a little longer. Again the call is heard. Come now, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, if ye be willing. Neighbor, read your Bible. See how God has endowed man with a will, of which he is sovereign. See how that every act, every word, and every thought of yours is your own and done by your own will. Remember that God, having put you into this position of responsibility, one day he will bring you into judgment, and you must give account of all these things. You cannot undo the choices you have already made, nor erase their sad influence. But I appeal to you to make one choice you will never regret, one choice that will be the turning point of your whole life, and it will change your eternity from hellfire to heaven. Here it is. Seeing the sorrows your past choices have brought you into, will you, like the prodigal son, say, I will arise and go, and in real repentance turn back to God and back to your Savior Jesus Christ? You need not be in a church house, but right there in your home, in your shop, your car, or your boat, you can tell God your decision. Oh God, I will turn from all my sins to thy Son, Jesus Christ, to be my Lord and Savior. And having made that decision, you can tell your Savior, Lord Jesus, I'm thine now. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do for thee? What can I do? This will be the greatest choice you ever made. Neighbor, you have the wheel. No one can decide this for you. I beseech you to take your stand on the Lord's side by your own will and choice and do it now. Amen. Just one more word. I have solemn news for you. Today your hand is on the wheel as you stand on choosing ground, but soon God will take the wheel. Your last choice will have been made, and you will stand accountable before God. It may be that this very moment you are making your last choice. What will it be? Will you turn Christ, your Savior, down? Or will you decide for time and eternity, Christ for me and me for Christ? First and last, make this your choice today, Christ for me and me for Christ. I sign my letters, yours in Christ and for Christ. That decision I made over 66 years ago. It was for me to trust in Christ as my Savior and for me to be out and out, 100% for Christ, my blessed Lord. If you will make that decision and confession today, there will follow in you, as it has in me, a life that will glorify God, be a blessing to many, and give you real peace and joy in your own heart. Don't settle for less. Make that decision today, now. That's another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell. Of bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell. I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? I've borne it all for thee. What has